B-Pod Studios.
They bring you insight like no one else can.
Rigmarole.
I don't think I can say it.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Reviews on this show at TD Garden last week, very strong, from what I hear.
Zolak and Bertrand?
No, they're
just talking to people at the Garden about our show?
They have our show up at the bars all the time. This show, the Dua Lipa show.
Oh! Sorry.
With the
I should have been more specific as he started singing Dua Lipa.
Was Da Baby there?
Da Baby was not there, from what I understand.
I give it a bad review.
You don't need the baby.
Won't you come home, Bill Baby?
No, just let them dance and put on the show. And
yes,
go.
Please, sir.
Don't call me maybe. Don't mean maybe.
Okay, yeah. Fenway Sports Group and LeBron James won an NBA expansion team in Las Vegas. Bill Simmons is predicting that it happens with LeBron, and that LeBron would be the face of the ownership, and it would be Fenway Sports Group vying to own another professional sports franchise. Would put them with the Red Sox and Liverpool and the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yay.
And the Las Vegas.
Yay.
Slot machines, whatever they're going to be called. The Las Vegas slots. You like that one, Artie? That's what we're going to call them. So I've put a name on it.
Hey, slot.
Someone photoshopped the logo for us for the new NBA team, the Las Vegas slots. That's what it's going to be.
Las Vegas Buffet Munchers. No.
Too long.
Yeah, it's too long. The Las Vegas Gamblers.
Gamblers. Good. Texas Gamblers.
Yeah. Houston Gamblers. Yeah, that works. It's like slots.
Yeah. Vegas slots.
Slots.
All right, so how does that make you feel?
Not surprised. I mean, from a local standpoint with Fenway Sports Group and all that.
Fenway Sports Group. And
it makes me look at it as when you're that damn rich and you expand your brand, your name, that all this stuff becomes, this is sort of a hobby for rich people. It really is. Like when you're a billionaire and you get up there in the billions, it'd be kind of cool to own a hockey team. Kind of cool to own be part of the first team to expand to the Vegas to be an NBA franchise. Yeah, tried to do the Liverpool thing. Couldn't fool those fans over there. Pissed them off. Had to apologize to them. Yeah, just little things. Becomes hobby. It's all like a hobby to you now. Got a nice little ballpark here, Fenway. We got a museum. It's kind of cool to go there every once in a while. I want to go there all the time, but it's like all like side hustle for all these guys. It's not a big deal to me. They've already done it with the fact they got the Penguins, like big freaking deal.
Well, no, but here's the problem with it. It just feels like the Red Sox now are just a team in a portfolio.
But that'd be different if they didn't spend money.
The centerpiece.
You know what I mean? If they became cheap.
I think it goes beyond that, though.
Without getting into the bets,
I think, okay. I think you want your owner to have a level of focus and energy and commitment and passion to your team that means it's at the forefront and it's always the most important thing.
He's got four championships since he's owned it.
See, I just don't think teams are meant to be part of a portfolio. Teams are different. You don't get into sports because it's the thing that you can make the most money on. You get in and you can't make a ton of money on it. Don't get me wrong. John Henry is proof of that. He's made literally billions on the Red Sox. So you can make money in it. And that's why you do start putting them, just racking them up and collecting professional franchises like they're baseball cards. But that shouldn't be your motivation to be in it. The money should not, you can make a ton of money, but it shouldn't be the reason why. If it's just about money, you can find better things to be involved in monetarily. You can get into better businesses than this one.
The fact it's LeBron and it's the NBA, it just seems like an easy go. If you weren't in bed with LeBron and it was just some other random player, you say, okay, this the fact that it's LeBron and you want to push a team to go there and it's Vegas, they already got the hockey team. They got the football team. Now the Raiders moved there. It's like the next logical step. Plus, it's LeBron. He's the NBA. They're in bed with the right guy.
I think that in a lot of respects, we are lucky to have Wick and Celtics ownership and also Patriots ownership because it's their thing. And I know the Patriots own the Revs too.
But, no, but you know what their thing is.
Their
right?
thing.
It doesn't feel like the Red Sox are.
It's not like they're
thing.
In different cities. They're in the same freaking facility. Like, it's not managing one team in Pittsburgh and one in London
That's
and one in now potentially Vegas. It's not like that. It's a little different from that. But their thing is the Patriots.
Right.
Their first, foremost sports
their
thing.
Passion.
Is
you know that Robert's passion is the Patriots. You that, don't know that John Henry's passion is the Red Sox.
What keeps him
his
up?
His passion is soccer.
Right. Of all the things,
that's
he's
the way
in,
it feels.
You think it's the paper business, or you think it's the Patriots?
Patriots.
It's the Patriots. Yeah. And with the Celtics, I feel Celtics ownership is the same way. They are legitimately passionate about their team.
Yep.
It's their thing.
Courtside every night.
The Celtics are their thing. It's what they care about. The same way that you feel you care about it.
Right.
You feel like even if they're not doing all the things you love seeing, you know, you may disagree with moves they make.
You feel good about your owner.
Or their, yep. you know, what GM they hire or what coach they have. Yeah, you could disagree. But at the end of the day, you know, that guy does care. That guy cares. Their whole ownership group gives a damn.
It's,
they're passionate about it.
It's a component. And
yeah.
I don't discount it entirely. We've talked about it over the years with the Jacobs. And you wonder, like, what it would be if they were actually Boston people and here all the time. But does it automatically equate to more success? And sometimes it can actually be detrimental. If you care too much, if you're too big of a fan. I mean, you know, that was for years people said, you know, Ainge is no longer the right guy for this job. But the problem was you had Celtics fans, or I don't know if this is a problem, but the theory was you had Celtics fans owning the team, employing Danny Ainge. How do you fire Danny Ainge
right.
from his position when you're a fan of the team and you love the game and you love the history and all that stuff? There's something to be said for detachment from an ownership position and can just make hard business decisions. Like, I don't care what this guy meant to the franchise 30 years ago. We need a new president
right.
because this isn't working. So I understand there's benefit to it, and it makes it a team more likable when you've got a likable guy who's a fan of the team and who's here and he's local. But is it necessary to win? No. You don't have to have a localized owner whose main job is just to own that team in order to be successful.
Yeah.
It's just the evidence isn't there to say that's what you have to have.
Even Robert too, and he is so emotionally attached to guys, especially a guy like Brady. Like, these last 2 years have been tough on him because he obviously wanted to keep him, but he knew for the betterment of his team, of what he owns, me, bottom right guy, bottom right hand corner, I got to go. It's Bill's job to get this team back because Tom's going to be gone in 2 years. It's Bill for the long haul, Tom short term. And he knew to make that separation.
Right.
Even though he didn't want to do it.
He's a fan.
Emotionally.
He's a fan of the team. You know, the Crafts are big football fans, have been for years. Where else is there a family like ingrained in a city that owns a team and have held it for generations? Oh, the Ford family with the Lions. So what? They're football fans. It's been in the family for generations.
Jerry Jones.
That's what they do. They own the Lions. So what?
The Rooneys.
Okay, they've got the motor company thing too, but it's like that faction of the family, that's what they do. They own the Lions. Well, fat load of good that's done,
yeah? Yeah, it hasn't been great for them. It has not worked out the best for the Lions.
Now. Got the knuckle eater.
I seriously, I don't have a problem. Especially if you're going to expand, you're going to make the league better. I love the idea of more teams in Las Vegas.
I would just
I
say
it's great.
I would just say that the only reason, you know, I don't know that the Patriots are the best example of that because the Patriots are only here because they have a guy who cared about them. They would have been long gone.
I'm just saying for every.
We wouldn't even have a franchise if it wasn't for someone who was local and gave a damn and wanted it to be his thing.
But for every.
And so maybe that has sort of skewed my view of this when it comes to owners.
Sure. But for every owner who is a fan of the team, grew up in the area, does that as their main vocation, I can show you the same thing on a team that doesn't have any success or a team that is successful with detached ownership. Hell, you've got one in the same building with the Bruins. They've been to more finals in the last 12, 15 years than the Celtics have been.
Yeah, what motivated them to get to that point? wasn't that they gave a damn.
The Bruins ownership?
Wasn't because they cared about the on-ice product. It was because they cared about the gate. They cared about the fact that fans stopped showing up. And they said, oh, bleep. And they also cared about a salary cap. And when they finally got the salary cap and nearly broke the sport in the process and nearly ruined the league in 2005, they got their cap and then they started spending to the cap. But they were going to pay for that if that never happened, because the fans had said, we're not going anymore. We're not showing up to the building. Attendance had dwindled. And that hurt them. And so I think people question them and always will. People here are going to question Bruins ownership until the end of time. There's very few Bruins fans that say, you know what? The Jacobs family, I really like them as our owner. I'm happy to have those guys. Find me that fan. I've never heard them. I've never heard from one of those people. I know a lot of Bruins fans. I don't know any of them that speak highly of their ownership. They don't. It's a long-standing beef in this town. It is. And I feel like we were all skeptical of John Henry when he bought the team. And then he invested heavily and won 4 World Series titles over the course of a couple of decades.
Right.
Which was very impressive.
And he's largely invisible. And it would be nicer.
I think we're skeptical of him again, is what I'm saying. Yeah. I think Red Sox fans are skeptical of him to some degree again.
They want somebody they have some attachment to. It feels like they have some attachment to the team. I understand that. Do you want it more than winning World Series?
Out of any of the 4 local big owners, it feels like he would be the one that you wouldn't be shocked if you heard tomorrow that, hey, they're selling the team.
I don't think so anymore.
What do you
mean?
This
has become a sports conglomerate that will exist after John Henry.
Yeah.
This is not just John Henry's company anymore. I think that has changed. I think that Fenway Sports Group is going to be a large company with big, heavy hitter investors, which they already are to a pretty big degree. But it's going to continue on long after John Henry. That's not going anywhere.
Yeah. Just careful what you wish for, you know? You know, I really wish we had known who really cared and was there all the time. It's like, oh, they got one in Dallas. His name is Jerry Jones.
Oh, yeah.
How's that working?
He's in the locker room every day.
Yeah, he's GM. He's calling plays.
Yeah, listen, I'm not saying I don't want John Henry as owner. What I'm saying is it just starts to feel like, oh, they're not as important anymore. They're just a team in a portfolio of teams. They're not the focus.
Mr. Henry, we couldn't hear you earlier. Is there anything you would like to say to the fans of Liverpool? Oh,
John Henry, as I will go back to, because I feel like when you criticize John Henry, you have to remind yourself to say, he's been extremely good for the Red Sox. He's been their best owner ever. You can make that case. He's the best owner the team has ever had. Put him in the team Hall of Fame. Going to be hard-pressed to find someone better than him in terms of people who have owned the team. But it's okay to say, I think he's the best ever. I'm happy he spent all his money the way he has, but I do have some questions. It's okay to do that. Doesn't mean we're firing him. Doesn't mean we want him kicking him out of town.
Do you want him to pick up another team?
No. No, I'd like him to stay right where he is. No more teams. You've got enough on the plate already. Race cars, soccer, hockey, baseball. You've got enough.
Basketball was his first foray into professional sports.
Go buy something else that's not a sports team, please.
The Senior Basketball League or whatever it was.
How did that work out?
How did he start? Well, he was learning.
Any word for the fans?
Of the now defunct Senior Basketball Association.
Okay. All right. Very good. 617-779.
Good evening, Mr. Henry. We're from the BBC.
I'd like it better if she dropped the H. Mr. Henry. Henry.
How about
Mr. Henry, please?
Mr. Henry.
John Henry.
Something for the people, please. Do you hear Bruce Arians yesterday? We've got to get to this. This is like, I can't believe the things that guy said yesterday.
This is great. I love it.
Bruce Arians, head coach of the Tampa Bay Bucks, talking about Tom Brady yesterday. Stick around. You'll hear it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I think that's sort of low class.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, that door's never closed. Whenever Tom wants it back, he's back. Yeah, you just go on, because I think if Tom comes back, we'll have plenty of money for him. Probably as good as you can get. Super Bowl and 42 seconds from a championship game. I mean, more wins in franchise history. So, but it was more than that. Just great, great guy and great relationship with his teammates and the coaching staff. He's the ultimate competitor.
.617-779-0985. That's Bruce Arians, head coach of the Buccaneers, who yesterday said he wanted to take some credit away from Tom Brady. He was getting too much credit.
Oh, that goes over.
That's basically what Bruce Arians was saying. Tell me Tom Brady. Can we get the TikTok voice? Tell me Tom Brady is not actually retired without telling me Tom Brady isn't actually retired.
That's what you already tweeted yesterday right after it.
That's what I tweeted.
I think it's great. I think this is great because this solidifies everything about Brady not being retired, that he's just trying to shoot his way out of there. That the Rich Hornberger report about him and Leftwich going over it and then him rehabbing, meaning Bruce Arians rehabbing his Achilles and coming back with a red pen and crossing off all the work. That's real. And that happened. And then when you're doing this, you're saying, talking about more franchise wins in 2 years than anybody, and if a Super Bowl championship and 42 seconds away from going back to the NFC title game, it's a hell of a 2 years. Hell of a 2 years. That's final. That means Brady's out of there, and he wants to move on. But he doesn't want to stop playing.
And there's also the door is never closed. Whenever Tom wants to come back, he's back.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
If Tom wants to come back, we'll have plenty of money for him.
Yeah. Oh, will you? There'll be plenty of money there for him.
Told reporters that Brady's not coming back. He slammed the door shut when I talked to him.
So was it the money for Brady, or is it about all the being able to sign all 13 of your free agents for Brady? Because that's where Arians F's up. Like, Brady's got money. It's about the right situation.
Bruce Arians is such a dick.
He is. He's
like Bruce Arians, guy who frequently looks the gift horse right in the mouth. He's in there taking a look at those teeth every time.
He's taking shots at Belichick over the years.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's
he should be kissing Tom Brady's feet.
A lot of guys had hands in the pot.
Yeah. Get the F out of here.
Tom, like, your team, what happened?
Yeah, Bruce, your team sucked before Brady got there.
What happened? What happened to Belichick? Never let him have input in the offense. He could have input in the offense here. You know, we're open to doing that. I do things different. You know, he didn't have any fun up there in New England. He's having fun here. But now, suddenly, he don't want to be there anymore. Now the Rabbits got the gun. It ain't fun, huh?
Bruce, you finished third in your division the year before Brady got there. Jeez. You had a losing record. You were in third place. What are you talking about?
Did you hear yesterday that he would not outrule bringing back Jameis Winston?
Go ahead. Do it.
Do it. Do it after Brady.
Do it. If your team is so good without Brady, go ahead.
Yeah.
Have at it.
Have fun with your 30 picks.
What a dope. I can't believe
Tom got too much credit.
Would you want to deal with that guy every day if you're Tom Brady?
I think you tolerated him, and then it became exhausting.
I bet Tom Brady figured out that playing for Bill Belichick wasn't so bad. That Bill Belichick was sometimes probably hard to play for, and after 20 years of playing for a coach who's hard to play for, you get worn down, you get tired, you start feeling like, I don't want to do this anymore. The grass has to be greener somewhere else. He goes somewhere else and says, this is nice. This is so relaxed.
Yeah.
It's not as strict. I can have fun. And then after a while, you start looking at your boss going, oh, no, this guy's a clown. Wait a minute.
Which guy? The guy
now I know. He has to be thinking, now I know what the trade-off was. The trade-off was it's not as strict. It's a more relaxed attitude. But now I've got a jackass for a head coach.
You mean the guy that, like, win or lose, we booze? I can't wait to get drunk on Sunday night? Or the guy that wears the clicker pack across his chest? It's like some old guy here. We're going to strap this to you so you don't lose it. Yeah, that guy. Bruce Arians. And now he wants more credit for what's transpired over the last 2 years. He doesn't like Brady getting the accolades. Door's always open. And then he was asked if Tom wanted to be traded, would you consider trading? And no, it's bad business. This is going to get ugly. What's Brady going to do to shoot his way out of there? It's got to be, you got to wait for them to bring in somebody and hope it's somebody big. Because if they just say, we're going to roll with Blaine Gabbert and Kyle Trask,
that's trouble for him.
That's trouble for Brady.
He wants them to bring in a big, high-priced quarterback.
That's
the thing that
that's
Bruce
what he's waiting on.
But the thing that Bruce Arians said was, we'll have plenty of money for him, which indicates that Bruce Arians is not thinking they're going out and spending money on a quarterback.
Isn't or that, anybody
doesn't,
else.
Doesn't that tell you that?
Yeah. What's he going to do with Godwin? What are you going to sign Godwin and not have a quarterback?
We'll have plenty of money for him, and then we'll drink some paint.
Yeah.
Tell me Tom Brady isn't retired without telling me Tom Brady isn't retired.
That's the greatest thing, is this Brady story's not going to die. We're going to get more Brady.
Not now. Now you know why he's retired.
He's not retired.
Deal with this guy.
You're insane.
He's all set with Bruce Arians.
I heard he's throwing.
Whoa. You just dropped that in at the end of the segment like that? I hear he's throwing.
He's staying fit. He's golfing.
Well, you know what's funny? There's two different things.
What happened to filling up the bucket, too?
You just said
Hold on. He's trying to water down what he said first because he knows something, and he said it.
Stop throwing the players.
We all know Zoe doesn't have a filter.
Yeah, and then we know he doesn't have the filter. Now he's trying to walk it back and water it down.
You said three different things. You said throwing.
He's flooding the zone.
Staying
fit. Flooding the zone, Hardy.
And playing golf. Golf has nothing to do with fitness.
If I was him, yeah, and I was
throwing a football,
what's he doing?
If I was him and I was retired, I wouldn't touch that damn football until I'm playing catch with my kids in the backyard.
Okay, so he's throwing how?
He's staying loose.
Who's he throwing with?
Not players. His people.
Is he wearing the helmet and pads when he throws?
I don't know that. He ain't done. This story ain't going anywhere.
Well, the story isn't going anywhere for you until he has a press conference. But
there's
going
to be no press conference.
Is he going to play again in the fall?
I think he wants to play again in the fall, not in Tampa. And he's got to wait. I think Tampa's got to bring in somebody. And then once those dominoes fall, he's going to be like, all right, I'm coming back. Now, what are you going to do?
I think Tampa knows he's not retired, which is why they're saying all the things they're saying. Jason Light and Bruce Arians.
Jason Light handled it well. Bruce Arians just gave you too much. Nope, bad business. I ain't trading him. Mm-mm.
That's because Jason Light is a polished executive.
Right.
And Bruce Arians is a boob.
Bruce is angry. Angry elf.
That's why. All right, 617-779-0985. Is Tom Brady retired? The answer, I think, is no. He's not fully committed to retirement as of yet. That's what I would leave it at right now. Phone lines are open for your calls. Bruins reaction. From last night, DeBrusk still wanting out, etc. Some items on the Bruins front in their loss. We'll get to that coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
We'll take your calls on anything.
Call us here for sports.
Sports calls next at 617-779-0985.
Zerline and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zegras, center point, now to the right circle, Getzlaf. Back up to the right point, Drysdale. Far circle, Zegras shoots, he scores! Trevor Zegras, with 21.6 seconds remaining, scores on the power play to give the Ducks a 4-3 lead.
What happened with the Bruins last night, T-Blades?
Scheduled loss.
Is that okay? It's scheduled?
Back-to-back.
Back-to-back.
By your logic, that was fine.
No, because he anticipated it. He's fine by that.
It's fine.
4-3, tight loss.
That's what winners do. That's what winners do. They lose.
I like how you turn that around, that the better teams have the scheduled losses.
Yeah.
I like how you did that to me. That's good. Jake DeBrusk still wants to be traded, by the way, in case you're wondering. And it's not some report, according to anonymous sources or anything of the like. Jake DeBrusk's agent spoke to Pierre LeBrun and said, nope. The request stands. He still wants to be traded. So much for not wanting to be the distraction in pleading the fifth. The agent went on the record. He didn't even say no comment or go off the record or nope, nothing. Agent on the record tells The Athletic, yeah, he wants out still. Still doesn't want to be a Bruin.
I don't have a problem with that.
I don't either. Yeah, as long as you trade him.
Right. Then do it. Then pull the trigger instead of like, oh, crap. Now he's like starting to turn into something. Now we got to hang on to him. No, sell high. Like, this is the highest it'll be.
Okay, but you got to ask yourself this question. Why is the agent doing that? Why does he feel the need to put that out there publicly and make that case?
Because time is coming. He's playing on a top line right now. It's sort of a showcase for him. Like, you're of topic. You're of mind here. You know, people are recognizing the amount of goals this kid's scoring.
He's just doing the fastest thing he can do. He's making a public...
Agent's doing his job.
He's making a public declaration that this guy still wants to be traded. He wants to make sure the entire league... He could tell them himself and go team by team. Right. Or he could just tell Pierre LeBrun and make it easy on himself and say, no, Jake DeBrusk still wants to be moved. Let the league know. We want a deal. Have teams call on Jake DeBrusk. He wants out. And so that tells you privately he's saying that still to the Bruins.
Yes, but probably it's fine. Like, let the agent handle the dirty stuff. From everybody you hear talk about it, like, he's been nothing but a good kid, hard worker. Not a problem inside, you know, inside that locker room. So until that becomes that, then when you become disgruntled, you become that type of distraction. I don't think it's a distraction for those guys.
His side's reinforcing it because he's playing well.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Bruins should feel better because now the fact he's playing well, you may be able to get more for him.
There's something that I think is becoming a trend with the Bruins, and that is the Bruins don't play their best hockey in front of Linus Allmark. Did you feel that was the case last night, or did you feel that was the back-to-back?
Didn't feel like it was their worst hockey.
I don't feel they play well in front of him. I don't feel that they play as well in front of him as they do in front of Swayman.
But maybe Swayman's
and I
better.
Feel like this just was true of Tuukka, too. When Tuukka was the guy, and whoever was backing up Tuukka, it felt like at times they did not play their best in front of whoever it was.
So go back on two nights ago. So when Swayman actually had some damn good saves at the end, and three really good ones, maybe it's Allmark that lets those two go in. Maybe Swayman's just that much better. You know, it's not like it's a letdown night because Allmark's in net. I don't sense that from them. Like, you got two different squads when Allmark's in net.
I don't sense that either.
I think you're getting goalie separation now is what you're getting.
I think it's a little more of the slow start in the second night of the back-to-backs, which, you know, Cassidy said after the game, he said, you know, we've been good in the back-to-backs this year and haven't, you know, suffered that, but he said definitely saw it at the start of the game last night, and they found something. It was a tough way to lose.
I also think Allmark sucks. I've been saying that all year. He's not very good.
Cassidy's not shy to say that either.
Another goal off a rebound last night. Like, he has issues with that. I don't think he's very good.
Swayman's playing with more confidence.
I just don't know that he inspires anybody in front of him to play their best hockey, and I think it shows at times. And last night it could be just that back to back, like you said, Hardy. It's tough to tell. But it's worth keeping an eye on, because I think their best chances are with Swayman. Everybody knows that, and he's their goalie.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe that garbage truck at the hotel kept them all up from taking a nap in the afternoon.
Maybe it was.
Maybe they couldn't get their rest.
A lot of vehicle traffic coming.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just wondering what the Bruins are going to say in response now to this report out there, by the way, about DeBrusk. I don't know what, you know, if we can get Don Sweeney on the line. So what do you think he would say?
We've been speaking with Jake's representation, you know, throughout the course of this, and you know, our positioning has not changed. His hasn't changed. We like where the player is at this point. He's given you everything he can give you. And when that time comes, we will address it. But as of right now, no problem with Jake.
I like our new graphic for that. Thank you, NBC Sports Boston. Josh Fowler on our simulcast.
Way to go, Fowler.
Way to go. I wanted to try that out. I knew it was in the system. I wanted to give it a run. Looks good.
What's the player's name?
Jake. No, when your front office guy,
Brusky.
Yeah.
You know,
JD. JD.
JDB.
No, it's JD. The Brusk, all one word. It's big D, little E, big B. Brusk. R-U-S-K.
Big what?
Big D, little E, big B, R-U-S-K, R-U-S-K, Rusk. It's almost like Rask. Wow.
Oh, man. Let's talk a little Patriots. Let's talk a little receiver. What do you say? Talk about receivers?
Sure.
That's what the Patriots are big on right now, apparently, according to some reports, what they're looking at the combine. Also, I've got a little bit of a report to give you today, Zoe.
Oh!
I've got a little inside information.
This is good.
On a guy whose name has come up plenty of times from the Arizona Cardinals.
Kyler Murray.
No.
UMass.
I wonder who.
UMass.
It could have a UMass tie-in. It could. But there's some information on that front. If you're still interested in the Patriots acquiring Andy Isabella, which I am most certainly interested in, I've got news on that front for you. Actual reporting is going to take place on this show, T-Bone, if you can believe it. We'll tell you about all this next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Can you feel it? Really exciting, right?
Woo! Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Chimpanzees, I'm surprised he knew the first line.
It's because we just did it in the back room.
Oh.
No, I would know this.
It's a little game T-Bone and I play. I give him the opening lyrics to the first song I'm going to play, you know, each day over on the other station there.
Yeah.
And most days T-Bone gets it. Today I was very surprised he did not get it.
You didn't get that?
Because I don't know any of the words of this song.
Yeah, I don't either.
You're a loser.
If I had said to you, in the time of chimpanzees, you wouldn't have gotten
I would have got that in a second. Yep.
No.
Yep.
If you said it in that cadence, I would have got it.
The only good thing about the Dave Matthews concert, this. 1996.
Oh, did Beck open up?
Yes, Beck opened for him. People are chanting, bring Beck back.
No, this was the music before.
That they just play leading up to the start of the concert.
I'll get it tomorrow.
The Patriots are in on wide receivers, according to at least one report from Armando Salguero.
From Miami?
Yeah.
Wow.
Armando has this. The Patriots have scheduled meetings at the NFL Combine with Alabama wide receiver Jameson Williams.
Duh.
What? What's so funny about
that's
that?
That's the one I'd take. Go ahead. Keep going.
I don't. When's he going to be healthy? When's he going to be ready?
That's a problem.
I'd take him. He's a problem.
Well, he got hurt at the end.
Yeah. But the upside, man, when once he's healed. Go ahead. Keep going. Sorry.
Okay. Also, Arkansas wide receiver Treylon Burks and Ohio State wide receiver Chris Olave.
He's pretty good.
Wide receivers.
Yeah. Hmm. The kid from Alabama's the big one. Yeah, he'd been a surefire top 15 pick, but blew his knee out in the national title game. So, yeah, you're picking 21. I don't know if this is posturing. I don't know if this is just them doing homework. I think it's them doing their homework. You're there. You interview all these guys. You meet with them. This is what you do early. The big guys are Friday. Big guys, I think, run on Friday. I think quarterbacks, receivers, DBs run later today. And then it goes to tight ends, backs, and that stuff, linebackers tomorrow. I don't know how they don't go defense. I really don't. I don't know how they don't go defense with their first two picks. They need help. They need help on D, especially. You know, you're going to know where J.C. Jackson is by that point. You know, free agency is going to come and go. And then you have the draft. What is the draft? Draft's in May this year, I think, beginning of May.
Do you know what I think it tells me? Is that they want to find out what Mac Jones is. They want to know, do we have our guy?
Because you don't have enough help on him.
Give him the tools. Give him everything that other guys have, and let's find out. Can you really play? We give you good talent around you. What do you look like? We'll take the hit on defense. We're gonna have issues defensively. Yeah, we know that.
It is interesting because, you know, as good as Josh was being an experienced play caller, which you don't have right now on offense, that would make everybody's life easier, right? Not only Mac Jones's, but Joe Judge and Matt Patricia's. Because now we could call things and layer things. And even if you do know how to do that, I don't know that yet. That remains to be seen. But it just felt like every freaking throw Mac had last year was contested. Meaning, it's defended. And he's got to put the ball in tight spots.
And hold on to it longer.
He did a good job. He did a good job of it. So,
I think that's what part of this is. I think so. They're interested. They want help at wide receiver.
Still don't have a deep guy.
I know.
Like that's what you know. I know you brought up the Isabella part.
I'm going to tell you about Isabella.
Yeah.
The story on Isabella is this: he has been given permission by the Arizona Cardinals to seek a trade. It sounds like his time there is over.
Yeah.
That they are not committed to him. He's obviously deep down the depth chart.
Well, they got some big money guys on the outside. Yeah. You got Ertz at tight end. They have a couple tight ends.
Hasn't had a lot of opportunity.
Yeah.
And probably wouldn't take a lot to get him.
Right.
Given that they're telling the player he can go out and seek a trade. Go ahead. See if there's anybody who wants you.
Help us out.
Yeah. See.
Yeah, but now we're calling people. We don't know anybody. But do you have an idea where you may want to go or somebody might be interested?
That is, let the league know that you are available, and if you can try and get a team interested in you, you're free to go talk to any team you want.
That is true.
You're free to call up a team and have them try and figure out how you could fit.
Call them up.
So Andy Isabella has been given that permission to seek a trade. Yep. And I think that he would be a nice add here, but I also don't think it solves really any of their problems.
True.
Right? I mean, I'm more interested in Andy Isabella becoming a Patriot because I would like to see what Bill Belichick can get out of that player. And get the most use out of him as a player.
Did he return punts?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Yes, he'll return punts and kickoffs.
It would also
play special teams.
Olszewski expendable.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you get him a role there, and then you get him in the speed slot. That's the thing. Right now they don't have a speed slot guy. Myers is your slot guy, but he's not a speed slot guy.
Well, Andy Isabella, that's the thing he does have is speed.
Speed, that's good. I like speed.
I like fast guys. I like him.
Fast. Can't teach it.
I'd make a call. I don't know what it would even really cost.
Yeah.
I think he'd make a great Patriot. Bring him back to the state. Bring him back here. We'll see where that goes. But he has been given permission. That happened this week. 617-779-0985. Let's get to the headlines, 90 seconds, and we are back in the noontime hour.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.